Brendan aiming for four on the trot, can you feel the confidence continuing to build around the place?
Yeah, I think that's the right word. It's building. And that's important for us. We said they're just little steps, though, and it's easy to think that everything's okay when you win three games, but we understand there is lots to improve upon, so we're under no illusions about that, but they're all little steps in building confidence, yes.
It gives the boys a bit of vindication, I guess, at least, that the method is working and that they're on the right path.
Yeah, there's some real belief in our system, and they're feeling that themselves, so, again, it's a little step, but as I've just mentioned, everything's not okay. There's lots still to work on.
Do you think they've surprised themselves at all with what they've been able to achieve the last 3 weeks?
I think they've kept very level-headed, to be honest. Their method in terms of our defence is taking some steps forward, so they gain confidence out of that. Some steps forward around stoppages on the weekend, but that's all part of this journey.
What role do your leaders play in keeping that level-headed approach, Brendan?
Yeah, a real significant role. I've highlighted them a couple of times of late. We've been trying to build leadership density, and if they can become an extension of the coaching staff, that's really important to us. So we've been really pleased. Murph's been very consistent. Gibbs had a couple of ripper games. Cripps, Doherty, and now Walker's back. He should only add to it. So, they're an important part of the jigsaw at our footy club.
That extension of the coaching group, are you seeing that with Murph at all, or is that an aspiration more so?
No, definitely from day to day. It's about emphasising messages from the coaches. It's about investing in other youngsters, and day to day, all our leaders are doing that.
Kate Simpson as well. Plays his 250th. What have you learnt about him in your short time at the club?
Geez, for a guy who's only slight in stature, what amazing courage. He goes back with the flight regularly, and to his credit, he's really solidified our defence. He's been one that gives a lot of instruction out on the ground, so I'm proud for him and proud for his family. To play 250 in what I consider the most competitive and hardest sport to play in the world is a great effort, and one that all Carlton members should come along and support him this week.
Yeah, to get a closer look at what he contributes to the club, can you give us an insight in some of the roles he plays that we maybe wouldn't be aware of?
Yeah, they're many and varied, but one I've just already alluded to, it's about solidifying our defence, but just being able to tell his stories to youngsters. In his first few games, funnily enough, he didn't win many possession, but now he's a 250 gamer, so for a first yearer who comes in this year, they may think they've got to have significant contribution, but it's quite normal not to have a lot of stats. So just telling stories along the journey are really important, and he's been doing that.
Just to pick one up on Murph, I mean, his leadership has been much discussed over the years. Have you seen him grow in the role just in the time that you've been here?
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I've been really pleased with is, one, in how much the leaders, and Murph in particular, have accepted me and some new ways of thinking, but also, more importantly, how much they've wanted to change and improve themselves. So, yeah, you take your hat off to all the leaders, and particularly Murph.
Jamison's named on the extended bench. If he plays, it'll be his 150th. Yeah. Has he got the nod?
Yeah, more than likely. We get through training today. So, again, that's another great story. I think he may have been a rookie when he started. Again, to play 150 and another guy on 250, it's an important game for us.
If you win four in a row, suddenly you've got near the eighth. Is there any sort of talk of finals or possibility now that it probably wasn't even talked about, I presume, a while ago?
Interesting question. We've said before we're all about equilibrium, not getting too high and low. We've got to be a week at a time, and that's where we're coming from. We have so much to change. And if you listen to my first answer, everything's not okay at the moment. We've got a long way to go.
Centre clearances, I think you're last at the moment, which is strange considering you've got Patrick Cripps in the middle, but is that a focus for you guys?
Every week, yeah. We know if you win the territory game from centre bounces, it goes a long way to locking in your half. But we made some steps forward last week, and we hope we can build on that.
One of your lads named in the VFL, Jack Silvani. Is he definitely going to play? Is he over that?
Yeah, yeah, he'll play some game time this week, which is pleasing for us, yeah.
You're looking forward to eventually getting him in the AFL team this season. Do you think that can happen in the first half of the year, maybe?
We'd love to give all our first years some sort of exposure. One, they're young and they've got to learn to cope with the load, so there's some steps there that we need to take. And two, there's still an earned right. It's not a given right. No one's entitled to anything. So it'd be great if they can, but it's got to be earned and their body's got to be ready.
Can just be a bit flippant for a second. I see the boys' greyhound won its fourth in a row. Is that a good omen? It seems to be riding that a little bit at the moment.
Listen, I've got no idea with any racing, so I can't even comment, but if that's the omen, we'll take it.
What have you made of Port, Brendan?
Well, listen, they're making some steps forward, particularly in the last few weeks, and you know, they're improving around the contested game, and we do know they can transition really quickly from defence into their forward line. So, yeah, we've got to be on our toes.
Just on Levi Casbolt, another one that's been talked about a lot, but you've shown faith in him so far. He's been marking, the kicking hasn't quite been there, but it's coming along. Do you feel the faith's been justified?
Yeah, I think so. Coming along is an important point. We've had a mantra of every week being a little bit better, and he's as good as anyone in the competition in his work around the ground and marking. And that goal, when the scoreline was tight, was an important one, and we hope that's a little step forward for him.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.